Much, Rachel. Beautifully done. God bless you. I want you to take the Word of God with me, please. Turn to the book of 2 Timothy, the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 2. I know we've just finished this book as far as preaching through it consecutively, but I'm coming back to another message that we've put together in this book, and we've come to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. These are the verses for our Cadets for Christ program, our program for our children. Basically 4 year all the way through the sixth grade that runs throughout the school year on Wednesday nights, and it's on being a soldier of Jesus Christ. And we've come to these verses tonight. I want to share these thoughts with you. I thought it'd be fitting on this July the 4th weekend to share these thoughts about a soldier, because we are in a battle, no doubt about it. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 3. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 3. The Bible says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." Again, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." If you mark your Bible, I want you to mark the phrase in verse 3. It's the phrase, "a good soldier of Jesus Christ." A good soldier of Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. We share this thought together. Father, we love you this night. Thank you, Lord, for the shed blood of Jesus Christ and what it means to us who are saved. I pray this night that you will help us to give this service back to you. We stand in awe of you tonight and your goodness and grace and mercy. Lord, how good you've been to us. Help us to follow you to the ends of the earth. And Lord, if we follow you, we will go to the ends of the earth. No doubt about it. Bless this night. Touch us, I pray. Forgive my sins. Help me to be clean. Bind Satan, his evil spirit. Speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, within the pages of God's precious word, God brings out many names by which a child of God is known by. Now, I've already preached on the series on names of Christians, but I'm going to give you another one tonight, because one of these many names is that of a soldier here in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Now, a soldier is one who's been enlisted. He's a member of an army. And let me say this to you. If you're saved, you have been enlisted into the army of Almighty God. Now, a Christian was enlisted, now get this now, in the Lord's army the moment that they received the Lord Jesus Christ into their heart. However, here in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, we see that it's the Lord's desire for his children to go a step further and be a good soldier. In other words, we're all, if you're saved, you are a soldier. But God wants us to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, this word good here means valuable. It means virtuous. It means worthy, a better or a meet soldier. See, just because we're enlisted does not mean we're good soldiers. You know, it's my desire for God to look at me and say, I'll tell you something about him. There's one of my good soldiers. Now, in this message, we're going to be putting a good soldier of Jesus Christ under a spiritual microscope and see what God says about one. Now, keep in mind that we would not even be in this army without the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ, our commander. We are in a battle, and our commander is Jesus Christ. Now, there's three things I want to share with you from our text here. We're going to be flipping to some other portions of Scripture, but there's three major things we see about a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Number one, and if you don't get anything else in this message, don't miss this first point. Number one, we notice a good soldier's cause. What is his cause? What's his purpose? We see it brought out in verse number 4. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. Here it is. Here's his cause. That he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. A good soldier's cause is onefold. Are you ready? It's onefold. It is simply to please his commander. You know, Roman soldiers were not allowed to marry or engage in husbandry or any trade. They were forbidden as tutors to any person or curators to any man's estate. All was thought to divert their minds from that which was to be their sole object of pursuit. And their object was to approve themselves to their commander.
His will was to be, I'm talking about the soldier's will, was to be absorbed in the will of his commander. His purpose, I'm talking about the Roman soldier now, is accomplished if he meet with his commander's approval. The whole army was to be of one mind, one heart, one purpose, and that was the heart, mind, and purpose of the commander. In other words, the soldiers were to have no separate will of their own. Their will was to be the will of their commander. Whatever their commander said, that was their will. And they were not allowed to basically get involved in anything else that would divert their heart to go anywhere else than, I want to please my commander. I want to please my commander. I want to do his will. His will is my will. Not my will, but thine be done. That was the Roman soldiers. Can I say something to you? How much more should God's soldiers have the same cause for him than a Roman soldier does for a human being? I'm telling you something tonight. It is to be the same way in the Lord's army. We are not to please ourselves. We are not to have a will separate of our own. Our purpose and our cause in life is to please our commander, Jesus Christ. A good soldier's cause is not to pursue his own plans or his own will, but rather please the one who enlisted him. Let me ask you a question. Are you more interested in your plans or God's? Young people, are you out to do what you want to do, or are you trying to find what God wants you to do? You know what a good soldier's cause is? Find the will of God and put your whole heart into it. I'm telling you, the cause of a good soldier of Jesus Christ is to please his commander, the one who chose him to be a soldier, the one who put him into the army. It is the cause of a good soldier to have his commander in view, and that is the only thing that he's pursued with. He's eaten up with the will of his commander. One of the greatest verses in all the Word of God, they're all great, but one of the greatest is Hebrews 11:5. It says, Enoch, before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. You know, may that be the commentary on our life. I'm talking about, may somebody say, I'll tell you what, may God say, I'll tell you one thing about him, he just pleases me. He pleases me. She pleases me. I'm satisfied with them. They've never arrived and we've never arrived, but folks, let me ask you a question. I don't think I'll ever forget the statement that Preacher Lashley made. He made a statement something like this. At his funeral, he wants somebody to get up and say this. He had the smile of God on his life. You know what preacher's desire in life is? To simply please his commander. You know it's simple, isn't it? You know when we get in trouble? When we do our own thing. We get in trouble when we go our own way. Whenever God wants us to do this, but we want to do that. And instead of going with our cause and not being a good soldier, we're just a soldier because we're going our own direction. You know, the world is sending out lies today. The devil's sending out lies today. And here's the lie that they're sending. You listening to it? Here it is. Go God's way and you're miserable. Go your own way and you'll be happy and joyful and peaceful. If that's the truth, then why is the world in turmoil? I'm telling you, I'm not perfect. I would say amen right there. And in your heart, I know you're not saying amen. You're waving the hanky saying glory, hallelujah right there. But I'll tell you one thing I know. I know I'm smack dab in the center of God's will for my life. And I wouldn't trade my life for anybody in the world. Brother Graham can say the same thing. In the will of God, it comes the peace of God. And I'm telling you that our cause has been simplified. Just please God. Young people, you teenagers, I've spent all week with a lot of you. And I want to sound forth this message. Just do what pleases God. Does your music, is it pleasing to God? The way you dress, is it pleasing to God? The way you act, is it pleasing to God? The way you're living your life, is it pleasing to God? Who you're dating, is it pleasing to God? I'm asking you a question. Are you standing with your cause, simply being one cause, and that is to please the commander who put you where you are tonight? That's the cause of a good soldier. Secondly, we notice his characteristics. Not only a good soldier's cause, but number two, his characteristics. Flip back one book previous to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. In a nutshell, now there are many characteristics, but I'm just going to give you three tonight. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Now, if you're a preacher, you see it, don't you? There's a three-point outline right there, already alliterated for you. Here it is. You know what the characteristics of a good soldier of Jesus Christ is? You know what it is? You know what they are? It is flee, follow, fight. There it is. Now I'm gonna talk to you about these things right here. If you're going to be a good soldier, then there's certain things that separate you from an ordinary soldier. In other words, just an ordinary soldier over here, there's one thing. But if you're going to go a step beyond, be a second mile Christian, and be a good soldier, there's certain characteristics that govern your life. Number one, I've already given you all three of them, but let's just dig in a little bit. Number one, the first characteristic, he flees. He flees. You know, any good soldier knows that there are some things in conflict that you stay away from. Have you all are soldiers? I'm talking about physical soldiers in the army. Yes. Am I telling the truth or not? There are some things that you run from. Now, some people have the mistaken idea, if you want to be a man, you just hang in there, plant both feet and say, bring it on. You don't do that when the bomb's flying at you, folks. You don't do that when bullets are flying across your head. I'm saying that there are certain things in conflict that a good soldier knows he's to get away from those things, stay away from those things, flee from those things. It's the same way in the Christian life. Now, stay with me here. I'm going to give you two thoughts under this part, he flees. Number one, under this, a good soldier flees from some things. He flees from some things. There are some things a good soldier of Jesus Christ will run away from and stay away from. Notice what verse number 4 says in our text, 2 Timothy 2, says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. You know what the word entangleth means? It means to be entwined. It means to be involved with. Have you ever seen some thread or some ropes that's been entwined together and it's hard to get them apart? That's what that word means. It means that a good soldier will not become entangled with the world. Now, the only way you can become entangled with it is if you come into contact with it. If you stay away from it, you cannot get entangled with it. So we see that a good soldier, one of his characteristics, he flees under that. Number one, he flees from some things. Let me show you some of these things. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. Now, there's all kinds of things here. But I'm just trying to tap it on the head because you understand what I'm trying to get across. If it's displeasing to God, get away from it. Flee from it. Run from it. Look at verses 4 and 5. He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men, corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. Notice it, from such withdraw thyself. Get away from these people. Stay away from these ungodly influences. You know when some people get in trouble is when they get around the wrong kind of groups. You young people, I know it's tonight just because the teenagers are on my heart so much because I just was tortured by them, all these kind of things, especially these group right here and all this kind of stuff. I was tortured by them all week long. But I'm going to tell you one thing that my wife and I have discussed. I think we've discussed it. If we haven't, we're getting ready to. Got you, didn't it, Barney, huh? I heard that, yeah. You'll never know the love that God put in our heart for our teenagers. I know Brother Bob and Miss Lindsay feel the same way about it. It's amazing how with these teenagers, God makes me feel like a daddy. I'm talking about... By the way, C.J. Buchanan, he started this last year. Now Matthew and others have joined in. See, you're getting around the wrong kind of person, Matthew. You see what I'm saying? You used to call me Dad. I mean, out in the middle of a sporting goods store. Dad, Dad, all this kind of stuff. Well, this year they started calling my wife Mom. Embarrassed her to death, I think. But she gave it right back to him, you know. We're sitting in the middle of the mall. All of a sudden, they're sitting all of a sudden, Mom, Mom, all this kind of, I mean, just embarrassing, you know what I mean? But what am I saying to you?
Even though that's a joke, that's how we feel. We feel like their mom and dad. We love these kids. You know when some of them get in trouble? When they go back to school. They know the people they're not supposed to be around. But they get sucked right back into it. Can I say something to you all? You young people who are on fire for God, the devil doesn't like that. And you know one way he's going to try to blow that fire out? Get you around the wrong kind of people. You're a good soldier, you stay away from some things. Look what the Bible says in chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. And they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. What things? The love of money. These other kind of things. 1 Corinthians 6:18, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. 1 Corinthians 10:14, wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. What I'm saying to you is that the first characteristic of a good soldier of Jesus Christ is he flees, he runs, he gets away from some things. Some of these things, and all these things really are found in the Word of God. A good soldier, in a nutshell, summarizing it, stays away from sin. The Bible says in Genesis 39:12, and she caught him by his garment, talking about Joseph, saying, lie with me. And the Bible says, and he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. You know one of the greatest things about Joseph? He knew when to run. And you better know when to run too. First characteristic, he flees under this. Number one, he flees from some things. But let me say this to you. Number two, he flees to someone. Here's what I mean. Psalm 143:9, deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. You know, this is true Bible separation. You know, there are preachers today, and I'm not saying I'm thinking of who it is, but there are preachers today that are very good at saying, separate, get away, get away, get away, get away. But that's all they say. Can I say something to you? Bible separation is twofold, not onefold. Bible separation is from the world unto the Lord. What that means is this: the closer you get to God, the further away you'll get from the world. There's no doubt about it. Some people say, don't, stay away, stay away, stay away. You say, wait a minute, I'm listening to the wrong kind of music. What am I supposed to do? You supposed to burn it? Yeah, that'd be good for you. But if you do that and you don't replace it, you'll fall right back into it. I'm telling you that you stay away from these things. You're fleeing from that, but you're fleeing to Him. Can't you see it? Full stride ahead. I'm talking about he's running as fast as he can. The first characteristic of a good soldier, he flees. He flees from these things, but he's fleeing to the Lord. He's getting as close to God as he possibly can. He flees. Number two, he follows. We see this in our text there, 1 Timothy 6:11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. And here it is, follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. A good soldier, here it is, number one under it, he follows the right person. Ephesians 5:1, be ye followers of God. 1 Peter 2:21, Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Matthew 4:19, Jesus said, follow me. A good soldier follows the right person, Jesus Christ. Can I say this to you tonight? May I say it to you tonight? You are following somebody. You are following somebody. You may be following the devil. You may be following the world. You may be following God. If you follow anybody other than the Lord, it ends in destruction. Mark it down. It breaks my heart to see people on the wrong road, on the wrong pathway, and it's like they don't believe God. They don't believe His Word. It's like they say, well, I know God says this, but this pathway, it just seems good. It seems right. It feels right. Yet the Bible says that the ways of man ends in death. Don't trust your feelings above the Word of God.
God said, follow me. Christ said, follow me. The Bible says that Christ suffered, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. I'm telling you that the characteristics of a good soldier of Jesus Christ, he flees from some things to the Lord. He follows, number one, the right person, which ends, number two, the right pathway. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:11, follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. 2 Timothy 2:22, follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace. 3 John verse 11, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. Let me ask you a question. Listen to these words. Follow after, listen to these words, righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness, charity, peace, good. Are you listening to me? That's the Lord, folks. He is peace. He is love. He is righteousness. He is godliness. He is faith. He is meekness. He is charity. He is peace, and he is good. And I'm telling you tonight that the question is this: are you following the right person, and are you on the right path? Simple, isn't it? Number one, we're looking at a good soldier here. His cause is to please his commander. His characteristics, number one, is to flee from some things unto the Lord. It's to follow the right person, which leads to the right pathway. But number three, his final characteristic is he fights. The Bible says in verse number 12 of 1 Timothy 6, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Now, it's interesting that in our text, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible uses the word warreth, no man that warreth. That word warreth means to serve in a military campaign. It means to contend with carnal inclinations. Now, maybe you don't know what I'm talking about, but I believe you do. My friend, we are on a battlefield, not a playground. There's too many Christians who are playing around. They think that it's the monkey bars, and they can swing from them, instead of something that's trying to blow them to smithereens. Get off of the mistaken idea that the Christian life is a life of ease. If it was, everybody would be doing it. It's not a life of ease. It's not a life of comfort. It's a life of peace. It's a life of hope. It's a life of truth. But it's a battleground. And there comes a time in every good soldier's life when he must roll up his sleeves and he must fight. By the way, if you're here tonight, it's because somebody fought for you. And now we're to fight for somebody else. 1 Timothy 1:18, war a good warfare. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. Yes, there is a time to flee. Yes, there's a time to follow. But there's also a time to fight. May I remind you in this battle that we cannot see our opponent. You can't see him. It's a spiritual battle. Therefore, we must fight him spiritually, not fleshly. You cannot fight the devil in your flesh. You can only fight him in spiritual terminology. Because he's spirit, you cannot see him. And I'm telling you something, 2 Corinthians 10:3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Our battle is not fought in flesh, it's fought in spirit. And if you're ever going to win the battle, you must take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And you must learn to wield it the way that Christ wielded it. We're to fight with God's word in our hand and heart and our eye on the sky. We're already on the winning side, folks. But determine that you're not going to be a Christian casualty. You're going to make it. If you're saved, you're going to make it to heaven because Christ is already there. And if you're in him, you're seated with him already. You're already there, folks. I mean, you're seated with Christ in heavenly places. One day you're going to see it with your eyes. But I'm preaching tonight that you do not end up struck down as a Christian casualty. Oh, you're still a Christian, but you ended wrong. You're a Christian, but instead of plowing across the finish line, you're laid out with a dart in your back. Because the Bible talks about quenching all the fiery darts of the wicked. Don't let the fiery darts take you out. Stay close to God and determine to finish right. Fight the good fight of faith. I'm talking about, hey,
Take the old word of God in one hand, your eye on the sky, and keep your knee on the ground, you'll be just fine. Amen. Let me give you a third thing about a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Number one, his cause to please his commander. His characteristics: flee from some things unto the Lord. Follow the right person, which is the right pathway. Fight the good fight of faith. And know when to take the word of God and use it as a sword, and take the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Then the third thing about him is we see in verse number 3 of our text, 2 Timothy 2, we notice his command. A good soldier's command. Notice how it says, thou therefore, here it is, endure hardness. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Notice that Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, told Timothy, if you're going to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ, you will have to endure hardness. This carries the idea of enduring afflictions. You know, it's not an easy thing to be a good soldier in the Lord's army, but it is what God desires out and for us. If we're going to be a good soldier, we must obey this command. It's going to get hard. I love the truthfulness and honesty of the Word of God, don't you? He never says, thou therefore, it's going to be good the whole way through if you come my way. He doesn't say that. He says, if you decide to go my way, it's going to get hard. It's going to be rough. There's going to be trouble and afflictions. There's going to be pain. But if you want to be a good soldier, you endure those things. You go through those things because he's promised that he'll go through them with us. I'm telling you, soldiers are separated from home. Soldiers are exposed to heat and exposed to cold and exposed to sometimes lack of food and harm. But they keep going and enduring and not giving up. God, help us to keep going and not give up, no matter how hard it gets. Never forget this. People don't quit on the mountain. They quit in the valley. Amen. You determine that there are mountaintop experiences, and we just got off of one with this mission trip. But there are valleys. It is not always a bed of roses. Sometimes it's a bed of thorns. And those thorns hurt, and it's hard. And I'm telling you that we have a command as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We are to endure these hard times. These hard times come to every soldier. Everybody's going to be exposed to some hardness. It's hard. It's hard to live for God. But it's also the way of peace and satisfaction and joy and rest at the end of the way. While engaged in the service of their country in battle, farmers leave their plows. Mechanics leave their shops. Merchants leave their stores. Students leave their books. I'm telling you that the average soldier leaves something behind when he leaves. And in the same way, it's time for God's children to report for duty and determine that they're going to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And if there's something holding them back, get it out. And understand that your cause in life is not you, it's God. Please, Jesus Christ, do what satisfies him. Have the characteristics of fleeing from the wickedness, but unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Have the characteristics of following Jesus Christ to the ends of the world. And because of that, he'll put you on the right path, because he is that path. And learn to fight for the good things of God. And take the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith and the armor of God in Ephesians 6, and stay on your lane and determine that a dart's not going to get you and knock you off course, but when you meet God, you're going to be striding across the finish line full speed ahead. And understand that while you're running your race and fighting your battle, that sometimes, excuse me, I'm not trying to be crude, but your guts feel like it's going to come out of your body. That hurts. It hurts hard. I mean, there's pain there. Yes, you might have calluses on your feet. You might have blisters on your toes. I'm talking about you might be out of breath, and you understand it's hard. It's difficult. This is painful. I can't go. I can't go. I can't go. But you keep going, and you keep pushing, and you keep pushing, and you keep pushing, because
because Jesus Christ is at the finish line. And when you see him, it'll be worth every mile of the way. I'm telling you, a good soldier of Jesus Christ, he pleases God. He follows, he flees, he fights, and he understands when it gets tough, he's going to keep on going because he knows it's going to be worth it when he sees his prize. It's Jesus Christ at the end of the way. Man, I feel good about that right there. I'm glad I'm going to see God some glorious day. I'm glad someday I'm going to see Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, I'm thinking about that right now. What it must be when we look upon his face some glorious, wonderful day. And we'll be glad that when our heart was hurting and when our sign felt like it was falling out, we just kept on going and kept on going because he's worth it all. It'll be worth every mile of the way when we see his blessed face. I know it's hard. I know it's rough, but it's hard on everybody. It's rough on everybody, but we're going to see him face to face. Wonderful, glorious, happy day. Oh, happy day, glorious day when we see the Lord Jesus Christ. And I leave you with this question. Are you a good soldier of Jesus Christ? Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, we love you tonight. Thank you for your goodness to us. Help us to understand that it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Father, help us to keep our eyes upon you. Help us to understand that we're walking and living by faith, not by sight. And help us to understand that our purpose in life is not ourselves. Our purpose in life is you. Our purpose and cause in life is to please our commander. Help us, Lord, to flee from some things and unto the Lord. Help us to follow the right person, that is you, which leads to the right pathway of righteousness and peace. Everything that our heart searches for is found in you, Lord. Help us to follow you. Help us to know when to fight. Help us to have the sword of the Spirit in our hands, our Bible under our arms, our eye on the sky and our knee on the ground, and help us to keep our faith in thee. Help us, Lord, to obey the command of Scripture that it's going to get hard. It's going to get rough. There's going to be some hard times and difficult times. We keep on plowing. We keep on marching. We keep on sprinting and running towards the finish line. The will of God be done in this service. Take it and use it. Your heads are bound, your eyes are closed. They're beginning to play through softly. On this trip, on the mission trip, there was a song that we were listening to by Dora Lawson, Quicksilver. And that song was entitled "The Best Is Yet to Come." I'm glad that's true, Barney. Boy, Barney and Carol's been through it. The best is yet to come. I know it gets hard. I know it gets rough. Oh, but when we see his face, oh, it's going to be worth it, isn't it? It's going to be worth every mile of the way. It's going to be worth that time when we fell and twisted our ankle. But we didn't sit down and sulk about it. We got up and kept going. I'm telling you, what we need in this life are good soldiers. Oh, in my heart, I want to be a good soldier. I'm a soldier tonight. Thank God. That means I'm saved. I've been enlisted. God's looking for good soldiers. Oh, a good soldier's cause is to please the Lord. Flee from the bad things. Flee unto the Lord. Follow him, and you'll find the right pathway of righteousness and peace and joy and love, meekness and long-suffering. And understand that it's going to get hard, but you just endure it. You keep going. You don't give up. Maybe the Lord has spoken to you. Maybe God has spoken to you. May I say this to you? You cannot be a good soldier of Jesus Christ unless, first of all, you're in Jesus Christ. There might be somebody here tonight and you don't know for sure that heaven's your home. And we extend this invitation. If you're not sure that heaven's your home and that you've trusted Christ and Christ alone, we're going to invite you to come. Let us take a Bible and share with you how Jesus died for you. And all you have to do is open your heart and ask him to come in and he'll save you. Men with men, lady with lady, thy will be done, Lord. God, take full control. Maybe you young people need to come. Boy, I like to see youth and teenagers come to the altar and say, God, help me to be strong. Keep me away from bad influences. Keep me away from the bad music. Keep me away from these things, and help me to keep my eyes focused upon Jesus Christ. Help me to finish strong. Don't let the dart stick in my back and knock me off course. Help us to get with it. Stay with it. I don't know how God's dealing with you, but if He's dealing, you ought to praise Him for it. And you ought to come and talk to Him about it. Let's all stand together, please. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Father, help us, I pray. Thy will be done in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Brother Graham's going to begin to sing. If God's dealing with you, would you leave your place and come? Come on, here we go. Come on, as He sings.
I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow. Follow me where He leads me. I will follow where He leads me. I will follow where He leads me. I will follow. I'll go with Him all the way.
They're playing through softly. You're still standing, I'd like you to look this way. The Lord is dealing with folks and praying. The folks are praying. I want them to take their time. You say, Jody, what is it that can keep me going? How can I finish right? How can I keep going when my heart's been ripped out of my chest? The only way you can, it all depends on where you're looking. If you're looking at that, you never will finish right. But if you're looking at Him, everything's going to be just fine. How is it that the Apostle Paul, sitting in that Mamertine prison when he pens those words, we're not going through hardness like he was at that moment. I'm talking about physically speaking, our bodies. He's getting ready to have his head chopped off of his body. Wouldn't you agree that he's going through some hardness at this time? He's getting ready to leave this old world. And he says, I got some message. I've got a message for you, young man. Thou therefore endure hardness. As a good soldier of Jesus Christ, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. You know, sometimes the sweet Holy Spirit just passes by my heart. I'm tired, I'm worn out. God speaking to me. God sharing things with my heart. Someday I know in my heart, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I'm going to see His blessed face. And I know when I see Him, it's going to be worth it all. Oh my. Glory, hallelujah. Man, think about it. Some of you, I'm telling you, the shed blood of Jesus Christ makes it all possible. Some of you are going through tremendous trials, cancer in your body. Some of you have had the heart ripped out of your chest. You say, I'm telling you one thing, it's hard. I know it is. You see the Lord. Glory. Man, that's enough to carry you through right there. I'm telling you, we're going to see Him. I'm going to see Him. And I want to hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. The only way that's going to happen is if we learn how to flee, we learn how to follow, and we learn how to fight. And we have one cause in our life, and that is not me, it's Him. And when it gets hard, we're not going to quit. We're just going to keep the pace up. It doesn't matter. And listen, I would rather go out in exhaustion than sit on a sideline and sip on Gatorade when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back. I don't know what the Lord's doing, but I don't want to stop Him. I don't know what you need, but I know what I need. I need to keep my eyes on Him. Keep your eyes on Him. He'll carry you through. Amen. Brother Graham, that's page 276. I want to sing this as our closing prayer. This is our closing prayer. I'm going to walk out during this time. And if you're around somebody you don't know, shake their hand. Make them feel at home. And I want to sing this next verse together. And I hope you'll be back on Wednesday night. Keep your eyes upon the prize, folks.
Second verse.
Amen. Let's sing it together.
I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him all the way. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him.